Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Liz Anderson, the Executive Director at Set the Expectation. Set the Expectation is a nonprofit organization dedicated to ending sexual and interpersonal violence through prevention work with men, advocacy, and engagement with agencies serving survivors and their families. And Liz, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric, for having me on.
Well, you're more than welcome, an honor to have you with us as well. So tell me, for starters, what is Set the Expectation and what is their mission or work? Take that further as we get underway here today.
Yeah, so Set the Expectation is a national nonprofit that was created by Brenda Tracy, who is our founder. She is a gang rape survivor by four college football players that happened back in 1998. And through Brenda's courageous story, she came forward with her story and started kind of doing this work and prevention work, and realized that a lot of men are good men, and we need to kind of step up and encourage them to be part of the solution to combat issues of sexual violence and domestic violence. And so she started this nonprofit. It started kind of as a campaign, really, Set the Expectation. And through kind of her speaking and different things and engagement, it's just grown. And I've been with the nonprofit for over 4.5 years now, overseeing a lot of different items and just the growth of who we are and getting us nationwide. And with our work, we really focus on men as a solution, because we believe the work of ending gender-based violence and inequality cannot rest only on the backs of those most affected by it. We believe in the power and agency of men as a solution. So we partner with men to get them involved with these issues. So we work with them to realize that, hey, 90% of you guys in this room are good guys. We just need you to start stepping up to become part of the solution, to talk about these issues. If you see something, say something. Let's get you involved, and let's start kind of not pointing fingers at each other, but how do we start working on making this world a safer and better place for survivors?
Well, I think it's phenomenal what you have in place here through Set the Expectation. Excellent. And tell me, what types of prevention programs does Set the Expectation offer?
Yeah, so Brenda, our founder, she primarily speaks and tells her story in person. She goes into locker rooms, to schools, to corporate things. She actually just did an event with James Smith Williams, one of our NFL athletes, in South Korea with the military, with their SHARP program. And so she speaks and tells her story, and then they do a lot of small breakout groups after that. And we talk about a lot of these issues. So how do we, you know, bystander intervention? How do we tie in mental health? How do we become part of the solution to, in your workplace, in your locker room, to start stepping up? And, you know, what do we do as administrators when someone comes to us to talk about what they've seen or heard? We kind of help in those small group settings in the prevention programs with that. And then we also have Brenda's video, which is live, and that's something where her story is now broadcasted nationwide, where anyone can get it, and then they can also schedule small groups to do kind of one-on-one sessions with her, just because she can't be everywhere in the country as much as we would like. And then our biggest project to date that we're actually working on is a digital learning program. This is something where we see a really big need, especially in high school and colleges, for students and student athletes to kind of dive in on prevention work and do stuff online. The online training right now is not really hitting the best that it can, so to speak. Kids are not really learning a lot about these issues. And so we want to build a very cool kind of Netflix style type of digital learning program that's going to take a student through different prevention programs with our different subject experts that we work with specifically surrounding these issues of sexual and interpersonal violence.
Here's a very important question for you. How can men step up to be part of the solution to combat sexual and physical violence? Talk to us about that. We certainly would appreciate it.
Yeah, so a few things they can do. On our website, we have a lot of great kind of tools for men specifically. We have a pledge that is specific towards like men's teams and things. This kind of outlines a lot of just a standard pledge of, hey, I'm going to be part of this solution to step up and, you know, if I see something, say something. And we have a lot of different teams and organizations kind of go through this practice of signing our Set the Expectation Pledge. It's kind of an accountability tool, which is a great way to get men to start talking about these issues and to go line by line, especially with their coaches and administrators, to learn more about how they can be kind of allies in this space. We also kind of have games that different men can do. So Set the Expectation games are something that are really big. We've had, gosh, from University of Michigan to Stanford football, across the country, we've had a ton of Set the Expectation games where men specifically can wear our shirts when they're doing, you know, their walk through the tunnel. They can wear our patches on their uniforms and kind of show their support for our organization and also bring attention to these issues at their school, which is a great way for them to get involved and show allyship. Some other stuff that they can do is also just kind of learn and be empathetic. I think that's one of the main things. We know that a lot of men everyone in general are not going to be experts on these types of subjects. And so it's just kind of like learning that they can be empathetic and show compassion towards others. And that might be just the first step in knowing like, hey, I might not be an expert in the space, but I want to learn more and get involved so that I can do more.
Yeah, that is fantastic right there. Good stuff today. We're speaking with Liz Anderson, Executive Director at Set the Expectation, a nonprofit organization dedicated to ending sexual and interpersonal violence through prevention work with men, advocacy, and engagement with agencies serving survivors and their families. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the events you have set up, what events are happening this upcoming 2023 year?
Yeah, we have a pretty packed schedule for the 2023 year. We have a big program called our Champions Program, which includes a lot of professional athletes across the country who do work with us. Through that, James Smith Williams, who's actually a defensive end with the Washington Commanders, is the one who's pioneered and started the Champions Program about 3 years ago. So to date, the Champions Program has raised over $142,000 for different agencies and domestic violence shelters throughout the country, which is pretty incredible. That's one of our goals as a nonprofit, is to really give back to different agencies who are doing this work and support survivors. And so with the Champions Program, we have a lot of different events, especially in Washington, D.C., where James is located, and Andy Sullivan, who's actually on the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and the Washington Spirit Team. She's one of our champions. They both do a ton of work in the area, and that includes reading at different domestic violence shelters in their spare time. They're going to Children's National Hospital to work with a lot of the kids there and show support. We host a back-to-school drive for foster kids through CASA DC that happens in August. We have a vision board event, which is something where, you know, our champions go and work with a lot of the kids in small group settings, especially the foster kids in these situations. And they kind of build vision boards of what they want to see, you know, goals for their future and things like that. And it's a really special event that we kind of started with CASA about 3 years ago. We have a big toy drive we do in November and December. We raise and get over 500 gifts for different survivors and their families throughout the holiday season. We host a private Thanksgiving dinner at a domestic violence shelter, because a lot of people don't know, people and families who are in domestic violence shelters cannot leave the shelter due to their safety. So we tend to go to the shelter to help them directly. And this is something that's been really amazing and impactful for not only our organization, but kind of just these shelters in general. And then James is also hosting a sports camp pretty soon here in July. That's going to be in Washington, D.C. for 7th to 12th grade boys. That's going to include kind of an off-field portion where they're going to learn about leadership and healthy manhood and healthy relationships. So we really try to tie in a lot of our mission to a lot of our projects and work, and we tend to stay busy. So it's all good.
Yeah, I'm sure you stay busy. That is an understatement for sure. Tell us, how do people get involved with the nonprofit?
Yeah, so the easiest way is to go directly to our website, settheexpectation.org. We have a lot of great tools on there and information of how to get involved. You can host community drives for local shelters in your area. I tend to help a lot of organizations kind of oversee some of that, and people can always reach out to us directly, the info@settheexpectation.org email, and we kind of help you set up your events and do some charity drives. You can donate directly to our work. Obviously, we have a lot going on. We are a very small team who needs help just kind of getting a lot of these projects to come to life, especially the digital learning program. That's something we're trying to build and launch this fall. So you can donate directly to us. That's always really helpful for nonprofits. And then you can also order gear from our website. We have t-shirts, wristbands, sweatshirts, all of the above. It's a great way to show your support for us, and also kind of a good talking point. We've had a lot of people wear our shirts and people are like, oh, what is that organization? And then they get a conversation going, and especially for men, I think it's a really great opportunity for them to kind of show their advocacy and allyship towards these issues.
And I think so as well. And we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, folks, it is settheexpectation.org. Liz, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric.
Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Liz Anderson, Executive Director at Set the Expectation, a nonprofit organization dedicated to ending sexual and interpersonal violence. And for all the details, visit settheexpectation.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.